Welcome to the Candid Cast with Lucky Agayde. Today, we embark on a journey to uncover the essence of leadership through the lens of vision. Discover how a powerful vision can ignite passion and propel teams toward success.
Welcome back to the Candid Cast. We are opening our season 3 today. You'll recall that there was no video posted last week because we wanted to receive feedback on our seasons 1 and 2 before going into season 3, and we are still open to comments, to criticisms, because they help us to do better. In season 3, we'll be discussing leadership, and that will be the subject of our discussion in the next few weeks. Why is leadership so important? All over the world, there is leadership crisis. You have found most recently, the Prime Minister of Bangladesh has had to flee her country to India and seeking asylum in UK because the people complained of her leadership style. In Kenya, a lot of people lost their lives over a leadership crisis. And in Nigeria, you find the hunger protest because of leadership crisis. And we need to really understand what leadership is and to know our role in leadership. Everyone complains of leadership, but we have our own place in leadership. If we all take leadership in our own rights, in our own space, in our own position, we'll find that our environment will be better off for it. Before we go into the part one of this, I want you to like, share, click the notification button so you get aware of our next post. In this season, we'll be talking about leadership profile. What is expected of a leader? Who is a leader? What is leadership? What qualities are expected of a leader? And since we all aspire to lead, somehow if you are a man, you want to be the leader in your home. If you are running a business, you are the leader of the business. And if you are even heading a department, you are a leader in that department. Leadership, according to John Maxwell, is simply influence. And influence can be either positive or negative. But when we are talking of leadership, we will dwell on positive influence. Positive influence of a leader inspires and guides others towards the attainment of a common goal, and often it goes to the purpose of serving others. A leader serves, like I mentioned in earlier talk on service. Anyone who desires to be the greatest needs to be the servant of the highest number of people. Negative influence exists. If you are in a department, a person who makes a place of work toxic with negative current or vibes is also influential. He will lead people, but is leading them astray. He generates detrimental effects on the overall goal of high productivity and damages organizational culture. Persons of negative influence must not be allowed to rule or to organize a system. In our quest for what leadership profile is, the first one we'll be taking, that's the topic we have for today, is vision. We'll talk about vision. What really, vision is the art of seeing what is invisible to others. I will try to distinguish vision from sight. A lot of people mistake it. To carry out a positive action, we must first develop a positive vision. Unless your vision is right, your action cannot be right. If you have the wrong vision, you will take the wrong steps and you will get the wrong result. There is one thing that is worse than physical blindness. It is having sight without vision. Jesus spoke to the Pharisees when he said, "If you were blind, you will have no sin. But since you say you see, your sins remain." They were looking at the person who was blind. Maybe it's a sinner, maybe it's the father that sinned, maybe it's the mother that sinned. He said, "Your own situation is even worse because you think you see, but what do you know?" Unless you develop a vision, sight will be useless. A lot of people mistake sight for vision. There is a world of difference, and we will not be discussing sight, which is available to almost everybody. We'll be talking about vision. A leader must have a clear vision, clarity of vision. A leader must be inspiring. He must have forward-thinking ability. A leader looks beyond the present circumstances to see possibilities that lie ahead. A leader is ambitious in goal setting because it's what you can see that will make you to set goals higher than what the circumstances dictate. Many people will say, "There are no opportunities in Nigeria, there are no chances," but it is in the same country that one man will start a refinery that is the biggest in the whole world because of what he's able to see. A leader must be inspiring and must be able to articulate his objective and communicate it in a way that is compelling for others to follow. If it is not compelling, nobody will follow. A leader anticipates challenges, analyzes trends, and face the seemingly impossible with confidence. He must innovate and see beyond how it was done in the past. A leader sees opportunities in most challenges of life. If you cannot see opportunities, then you are just having sight. You are looking like any other person. I will go talk in details about these qualities because it will help us in our personal development. In the vision of a leader, we see clarity of vision. I've mentioned clarity of vision is a requirement for leadership. If it is not clear, the scripture says, if the drum of war is not sounded clearly and loud enough for everyone, he said, who will prepare for war? The place you are leading people, it must be clear in your mind's eyes for you to drive people to follow. Now, vision is that ability to see what others don't see. To lead those who can't see what you are seeing, you must have it clear enough in your mind's eyes to be able to explain it to the most undiscerning person. Don't forget that the people you are leading, you have a lot of doubters. You have a lot of people, pessimists are there in the group that you want to lead. Whether it be family, whether it be business, there are people who will just not believe unless they see it happen. Thomas was with Jesus for several years, and yet at every turn, all you hear is, unless I see, I cannot believe. This happened. The things that have been spoken so many times, when it comes to pass, he wants to see it for himself before he will believe. There are a lot of people like that that will be in your group if you are a leader, whether it's organization you are leading or family or nation. There is clarity of goal to be achieved. You must be sure of where you are leading them. You must see it clearly. You must be able to communicate it in a way that the most pessimist of person will understand if we take these steps. Because those steps, they are not cheap steps. They are painful steps that people need to take. Sacrifice is always needed in the attainment of vision. That's why it is not everybody that sees vision that is able to take steps to achieve it, because price needs to be paid. Many of us don't want to pay any price. We just want to see it happen. The steps to be taken must be clear. All the steps that lead to the achievement of the goal. The clarity, clear explanation of the challenges that lie ahead before the goal is achieved. Leader must see those challenges ahead. All these are like a script in the mind of the leader, which others can't see. The leader can see it and be sure of where he's leading the people, and is able to tell others convincingly and motivate them to follow. If they are not convinced, they will not follow. There will be so much doubt. I see this often. When you want to convince a bank to lend money for a new project, that's where your leadership skill is needed. And it applies to every other aspect of living. But let me just use bank as an example. The banker is a banker, and he has never operated in your industry. But the money you need to execute your goal is sitting with him or her as a banker. He's not able to see what you are seeing, and he has the discretion whether to release the money or not to release the money. Until you are able to explain clearly what you are seeing, what he cannot see, you will not get one naira out of that bank. So when you hear people talk about the problem of capital, it stems largely from inability to clearly and convincingly communicate vision. What you want to borrow money for, you are seeing it. You are the only one seeing it. Whether you are borrowing from family, from friends, from bank, from anybody, until those people that want to finance you are able to see that you have a vision, you have something you are pursuing, you have something that is so clear in your mind that when you say it, it looks so real, you make it real. That is when people will be convinced to follow. So convincing a banker is like just inspiring followership. For the banker to follow you is inspired that where you are going, the money I'm giving out, I'm sure it will come back with this person. Number two, your story and the vision of a leader must inspire others. If you see it clearly, you will not have much difficulty getting others to buy in. Recall that we have said the leader is seeing what others don't see. Vision must be explained with the level of clarity to inspire others to pursue what they are not seeing, but you are seeing. Like inspiring the banker in our previous example to release money to run business in an industry that he knows nothing about. Number three, a leader must be forward thinking. Forward thinking. This is very essential. And that's even the whole essence of vision. If you are a visionary person, you are not a historian. You are not talking about how it was done in the past or what happened in the past. You are seeing what has never existed. That's why we said vision lively is seeing what others don't see. You are thinking ahead. Why history studies what is past? With real dates, real time, and real people that participated for good or for bad, vision takes us into the future. As someone telling us that men will use water to drive car someday. It has never happened, but it is a possibility. It is something that we look forward to is happening. So, if I tell you, for example, that the heat enclosed in the radiator of a car is energy that is generated and wasted by every gasoline-powered vehicle, that's vision. A time will come when the energy will no longer be wasted. But a hybrid car is coming that will start and run with gasoline until the radiator is hot enough. The gasoline supply will cease and steam from the radiator will be converted into energy to propel the vehicle to keep running. This is futuristic and qualifies for the way a clear leader should think. Nobody has seen a vehicle that is running on water, but I can see that this is a possibility that will come. It will be a hybrid engine that we use, start with gasoline or start with battery, heat up and convert the energy, the steam from the radiator into energy for further running. Number four, a leader must see beyond present circumstances. A lot of people are limited by challenges. They see challenges that overwhelm them. So what you are seeing as a possibility, you are not able to pursue because you are seeing more of reasons why it cannot happen. I see on social media, a lot of, I would have made car, but I am constrained. I know how to make airplane. I am constrained. Many people generate ideas, and these ideas die on the paper on which it is written because of the absence of leadership skill. I have this idea, but I know nobody will fund it, and I have no capital. A person with leadership skill sees beyond the events of the moment. Leaders in Nigeria, for example, have always seen the need to remove fuel subsidy. But because of lack of trust for leadership, the populace have no trust in their leadership, and there are selfish politicians all around to convince people and deceive people that this is not the way to go. Until you are the one holding the steering, you will not agree that subsidy regime is an evil regime. We like to eat our cake and have it. Just look back, anybody who has lived in Nigeria, imagine what subsidy was in the Obasanjo regime and the volume of our fuel consumption. If subsidy has been removed at that time, Nigeria will probably be a heaven today, because the whole fraud and mess that we find in the subsidy, petroleum subsidy, was not there at that time. And the economy is not as terrible as what it is today. Our indebtedness is not what it is today. But you find a lot of people, out of selfish ambition, we gather, criticize, say it's not good, we must keep it. Now we are talking of removal of subsidy. Can we trust leaders? The one that has been removed. That challenge of trust is a big challenge. The people don't trust their leaders. To explain, when you explain vision, a leader must be ambitious in goal setting. You don't set dwarf goals. God-sized goals is the way of leadership. A leader set goals of ending cement importation into Nigeria, ending importation of sugar, ending importation of petroleum products. None of these are small projects. We may not all be Dangote, but a person with leadership ability must set goals beyond his personal comfort. Your goal must discomfort you. If you are a leader, your comfort is not your goal. It is the comfort of others. That's leadership. People think that when you get to leadership position, you become very comfortable. No. A good governor is not a comfortable person. He cannot sleep. A good president is not living in comfort. He cannot sleep. So the ambition of carrying a nation, bearing all the problem of leadership, cannot make you to live in comfort. You cannot be pursuing your personal comfort. I want to increase my cars. I want to increase fleet of airplane. That's not leadership. leadership is discomforting. The ambition of bringing about change in the life of others. A leader is not seeking his own good. A leader is ambitious towards creating comfort for others while inconveniencing himself. That is leadership. Leadership involves a lot of sacrifice. Ambitious goals must create the discomfort for the leader to achieve. I believe that poverty, most of the time, is caused by the pursuit of the path of convenience. If you pursue what is convenient, what is good for you, you end up being so selfish. Like, you recall that in previous video, I've said that the reason for poverty is selfishness. Every poor person is literally a selfish person that thinks of no other person but himself. If you want to rise to leadership, you need to take the welfare of others above yours. Place it above your personal comfort. A leader must anticipate challenges. Life, they say, is not a bed of roses. A person that is in leadership position is a person that does not run away from his dream because he sees challenges that are on the way. Like it has been said that challenges are those things that you see when your eyes are removed from your goals. He has known that challenges will come, but those challenges will not stop him. We have seen the challenges in the development of a refinery, and to the extent that the developer is saying, if somebody can buy me out, let me leave. Those are challenges, but I know he will surmount it. From history, from my analysis of his person, he will surmount that and he will move on. A government that wants to frustrate a leader, it's not a government that lasts forever. It has tenure. It can only delay the project for 4 or 8 years and the project will still run. A leader is not taken by surprise when challenges come. So in your small space, don't be a panicky person. When a leader is afraid, you will destroy the whole system that you are struggling to build. Because like we said, a leader inspires. Your boldness will inspire. Your courage will inspire. Your fear also will inspire. So the fear of a leader is always masked. It does not show on the outside. When people see that the leader is fearful, a lot of things will go sour. Let's talk about innovation as one of those things that is in vision. When you envision where you are going, you have outlined all the discomforts that are on the way, you have made up your mind to bear it, you now ask yourself, if you do things the way it has always been done, you will achieve no result, or you will get the result that people have always gotten. Leaders are innovative. There is always a better way to do what we did yesterday. A leader does not know it all. He aggregates the ideas of everyone, disseases it to birth an innovation. When we are talking of innovation, it's usually not the work of one person. You may see Mark Zuckerberg at the top shining. No, he has combined the knowledge of so many other people to get Facebook out, to get anything you are building. Steve Jobs did not build Apple all alone. He has partners. They will always talk about their partners. It's always in partnership. A leader knows how to harness the energies, the ideas of everyone around him. He combines it all to generate innovation. This thing we did yesterday, how can we do it better? There is always a better way to do it. And by the time you tap from the resources of everybody God has placed around you, you'll find that you are able to get ahead with a new idea. He is often not the most intelligent person in the team, but he's not somebody who claims to know it all. He minds the ideas of everyone. It has been said that if you are the richest or the most intelligent in your circle, look for a new crowd to associate with, because you will not go so high remaining as the most intelligent in your pack. We must be able to associate with people who are more intelligent than us, people who are richer than us, so that we tap ideas from people to innovate. A leader must see opportunities. People are stopped by obstacles. It is said that obstacles are those things you see when your eyes are removed from your goal. A leader sees opportunity in literally every challenge that comes to men. If there are no problems to solve for men, everybody will be poor. Every rich person, except if you go to politics and steal it as we do in this part of the world, you will believe that you have not seen anyone who becomes rich without solving a problem for another person. So every lawful way of earning demands that you see opportunities in human challenges. If they are hungry, grow food for them, and if they are naked, try to clothe them. You will find the money in their wallet will start transferring to you. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to the Candid Cast. Be sure to tune in again next week.